Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And this would be a great show to share, by the way. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And it has to do with a lightning and storm video with dog and cats that's pretty cute, the first one up there. It cracked me up because, of course, I've been dealing with storms up here, and I have to tell you that I am very grateful today to be awake and ready, okay? Can you tell? I have my radio voice on, okay? Well, oh man, I'm still recovering from last week, and if you weren't here last week, I'll tell you about that in a moment. But maybe I'll tell you about it right now, because normally I always start with the guy that's running the show, but he happens to be busy right now. I mean, I don't know if it's one of you listeners. Somebody's keeping him on the phone. So anyway, I'll just remind you that I don't know. Well, let me tell you first. It is the second Sunday of November, and we have fallen back, so it's getting darker a little earlier. And but all those things considered, it's still the second Sunday of the month. Bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And so Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. All right. Now he's available. So besides me, Animal World's production engineer is here, and also awake and ready was actually acting out the Red Robin when we were down this morning. So Nathan Miller, good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Nice little bright, sunny, for the most part, Sunday for us here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's delightful to have such a nice sunny day. I need to find out though, why the heck is it so darn windy still, here? Because I've had nothing. The wind came up yesterday late, and it's just been winding like crazy, and I can't go out and blow and catch up after this week's storms if it's still blowing.
Well, anyway, I can tell you the Pacific Ocean is pretty riled up right now. In fact, in the Philippines, they pretty much had two back-to-back typhoons that went through. So
I saw
the atmosphere
that
in the Pacific is not really so good right now.
Well, that might explain the wind. I guess why you're bringing it up, I did see that the typhoons or whatever, you know, whatever they call them down in, you know, in that area.
Yeah, they call them typhoons.
Typhoons that really go. So I don't know where Fia, you know, your lady friend.
Yeah, so she's like the southern.
Where was she and where are they and how are they and all that stuff.
Well, the first typhoon that came through was Typhoon Tino, and that was on the bottom half of the Philippines, which is where she was. So it knocked out her power for about a week. And not so much damages other than high winds. But of course, you know, with the telephone or not telephone, but the electricity poles and stuff like that, which hold the wires, they got, you know, knocked over. But as far as like housing and stuff goes, pretty minimal damage. And I didn't really see too much flooding reports, but I mean, there definitely were places that did have some pretty significant flooding in. Cebu, one of the cities, major cities in the southern parts of the Philippines, they got hit pretty hard. And then shortly after, maybe a week later, they had Typhoon Uwan come through, and that hit the northern half of the Philippines. So, like, you know, where Manila is. And so she was just on the outskirts of that on the south end, just maybe got like 30 mile per hour winds and rain.
Okay, so didn't get a big double whammy.
No, just like on the outskirts of it.
But being out of power for a whole week, that's a big deal.
But yeah, and then since one was on the bottom half, the other was on the top half, basically the entire Philippines within the last couple weeks was
got trashed.
Yeah, hit by a typhoon in some way or another.
Okay, now just reminding everybody, when we get on the love train at 10 and 11, you know, when it comes times, there's a couple times in the show we get to send light and love all over the planet. Well, let's focus on sending to the Philippines and, you know, on all of that, recovery there. And just so they can chime in here, Dr. Nils Rasmussen's here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All righty. Well, anyway, just... just to catch you guys up, I don't know if either of you were here for the show last week with us, but you weren't. Well, anyway, we had a major first. The first time in 30 years. First time, 30 years. I was over-prepared for falling back. And I was so on top of it, you know, and I didn't, because it was so stormy, I couldn't do a session last Saturday, so I was at home, and I set my clocks back in the afternoon and all of that, and I thought, oh, I'm doing that, I'll set my alarm for tomorrow, you know, all of that, I did all that stuff. And how on earth I missed it, I don't know. But when Sunday morning rolled around, you know, I remember, you know, I often wake up during the night a couple of times, get up, go to the bathroom, that sort of thing. And I remember at 5 o'clock I was up and around. That's too early to get, you know, and so back in bed, and I had a couple of hours until the alarm went off. And then I, you know, I woke up, and normally I always, you know, on any schedule, even with, because my schedule on Sunday is different than the rest of the days, because, you know, I'm not a morning person, only on Sundays. But, you know, I always wake up a little before I'm supposed to get up. You know? Okay. All right. So I'm laying about, I'm waking up and I'm thinking, you know, I think that I should have been up. You know, I think the alarm should, you know, maybe I should just check, you know, and I turn my head to look at the clock and I do one of those, yeah. What? You know, like a triple take? And I got that clock. And then I look at the other clock. And then I look at the other clock again. It said 8:52.
Oh,
8:52. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to be on the air in 8 minutes. Are you kidding me? Well, moved pretty fast around here, and all, you know, I had time for was, you know, get up, go to the bathroom, put my robe on, grab my slippers. I didn't even put my socks on, let Robbie out, you know, grab a protein drink. I didn't even get my tea. And but I did make it to air on time. Now, as I'm scrambling to get going, and not only did I had to get myself to my office, you know, it takes a few minutes to get the computer going and get LinkedIn and synced up with Nathan at the station. So as I'm scrambling to get there, my cell phone is going nuts. You know, because it's Nathan trying to find where the heck is Martha. Show's starting in 2 minutes, you know. And but I couldn't answer his phone, do all of that. Anyway, Nathan now knows if I'm not here, I turn my cell phone off at night. So that doesn't do any good. But I do have a landline that's right next to my head. So that's the phone that you call if you need to get a hold of me. So anyway.
You just wanted to take full advantage of that extra sleep you're going to have that night, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the only bonus, yeah, is that I got some extra sleep, but I was totally discombobulated because I, you know, didn't get to do anything. I didn't even get my tea, for crying out loud. But it took about an hour, I think, Nathan, for me to get my radio voice. I mean, I could tell I wasn't right and all of that. And then by the time we love trained and the second hour, my voice was back and we got through the show okay. And I had a big plan for last Sunday because, you know, we'd had a big storm the week before. And it's that time of year for me, which means, you know, anytime you got any time at all, I'm out there blowing leaves and blowing and mowing and all of that. And it was that I needed to get in at least one more mow on the dog yard. And so I was bound and determined last Sunday not to let that, you know, snafu with the alarm set me back. And since I figured, yeah, you got extra sleep, I can work extra hard on Sunday. Man, did I have a productive day. You know, because I blowed everything, and then I mowed, and then I blowed again, and then I realized, oh, everything's blown, so I can do round three on Moss Patrol and all of that. So I got all of that done. And the place looked fabulous for about 2 days. Maybe 2 days. Okay. And now, if you saw what's going on out there, you'd think I hadn't done anything. Because I'm even more buried now. But the good news is that it's getting towards the end of the fall season of leaves. The trees aren't completely done, but almost everything is down. And I was going to catch up today because it's, you know, you have to take advantage of when it's dry and not wet. But the wind's still going here. So, and I was thinking, what am I going to I'm out there trying to blow and the wind's blowing the leaves in the other direction and stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to get it all done today or not, but I'm just glad that I'm awake and ready in here. So, gosh, it is the second Sunday of November. And Nathan also reminded me because I had spaced it so far. I'd checked the calendar. Wonderful planet Mercury. Getting ready to mess with us again. Mercury goes retrograde, went retrograde today. The shadow started a little early because Nathan's already been diving into Mercury in retrograde because what, Nathan, what, your computer died this week or something?
Yeah, my laptop decided it didn't want to be a laptop anymore. It was better off being like a paperweight.
Okay. So. And Dr. Nils can kind of relate to that. It wasn't his laptop that died, but his website just died and went away. That I don't think was related to a retrograde, but I mean, maybe it was during a I don't remember the timing of that. But anyway, Mercury's in retrograde. That starts today, goes till the 29th of November, and then takes a few days to balance out again. And one of the things that happens with, you know, like we mentioned Nathan's computer, is that anything mechanical or stuff that...
Communications, related technology, stuff like that.
Yeah, and pretty much anything. You know, cars, hair dryers, appliances, anything that needs to work can die. If something's going to die, it's going to die during the retrograde. So,
printers seem to be pretty common culprits.
Yeah. So if something... is going to die, and it's generally going to do it during, I mean, something inanimate during a retrograde. So just be prepared for that. And you can all say, oh, okay, Mercury's in retrograde, which I'm with this wind, it's already my schedule's maybe changing. Be sure you're writing in pencil on your calendars because things change and people forget and appointments get missed and all that sort of stuff. Communications can be really dicey, so be extra careful about communicating, that sort of thing. But that's where we're at, and hopefully it will be a peaceful Mercury in retrograde for all of us. And
well, we know it's not really for me right now, but hopefully the rest of it can be peaceful.
All right. And I just realized, as I looked at the screen, that you must have been when you were on the phone before. It must have been with a caller coming up here. So that means we got to get cracking here so we can get to the phones. And I've got a few things to chat about, but we can do that at other times. And so how about let's I will officially start the show now with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of advertisers and go to the phone. Do you think that'll be soon enough for Vicky, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, we're fine. She let me know that she's okay waiting until, like, even 9:30 or so. But, of course, as always,
Vicky,
the sooner the better.
Yeah, yeah. Bless you, Vicky. We'll get the ball rolling with Vicky here. So we will go with that plan, unless Mercury in retrograde changes our mind. Prayers and affirmations start the show now. Then we'll take care of advertisers, and then phone lines are open. So if you got stuff you need to be doing today and want to get a phone call in for your free remote treatments with Dr. Nails or Linda, and remember, Dr. Nails works mostly on animals, but does humans as well. Linda works only on the human animals, and if you call in, Dr. Nails will tune into the animals and do free remote treatments on them, and Linda will do remote treatment with the human animal that's calling, if they choose to do that. So if you would like to get in line, phone lines are open, 360-217-725. No, never mind. That's if you want to send me some business, which I need. See, there's Mercury in retrograde. What's our phone number? It's 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. All righty. Now, if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many decades. That would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations contributed by one member or the other of our animal world family and chosen for their life-altering properties in a very positive way. And oh, that reminds me, that's another thing we get to talk today about is Dr. Nell's wonderful newsletter. We get to digest and dissect that every month, so we'll get to that sometime during the show today. And of course, he's got a great affirmation of the month that you might want to add to the group of affirmations that we do. Alrighty, so if you want to participate along with me, you're happy to say the prayers and affirmations and use them during the week as I do, and I know many of you do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing with the Love Train at 10 and 11 where dancing is required. You can opt out of the prayers and affirmations. Something always sounds weird about that when I say it. Anyway, here we go, and I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty. Now, these affirmations, I say each of them three times, and you can say them along with me. Or you can opt out, as I told you before. Now, this first affirmation actually came from my spiritual family, was a spiritual assignment, and said, say this three times a day for a week and see what happens. I'm still doing it. And that was more than a decade ago. So it's very powerful. And I share it with you. So three times, here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And when you call in today and Linda does remote treatment for you, she often gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. Well, that's where this affirmation originally came from. And so many of you start doing it and then telling me it was making such a huge difference in your life. I start doing it. Change things for me. I still do it to this day. And when I say this affirmation and when I say abundant, imagine the kind of abundance that you need to attract into your life at this time. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to get in the right frame of mind and shape to go out in the world. I do this for my animals as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, this next affirmation comes from next week's guest, and that would be Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one that I use to, you know, keep myself and my animals in the best balance with the energies going on these days, which, as you know, is kind of crazy. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude the longer affirmations with this one, which is the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one. Sending light and love all around the world, all around the country. And we can send to the Philippines, too, during this one. So,
and don't forget Jamaica, too.
Yeah, Jamaica and the Philippines all need extra love and light. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. The sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hands, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, and then now to conclude the prayers and all the affirmations and seated into our body and our day and our week, it's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So join me, cross your hands over your heart, on your chest, and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay, our work is done. At least for right now. We are going to now take care of advertisers for the first time in this hour, and then we will come back, and as promised, phone calls take priority. So before we chat anymore, and even well, we've got to talk about, by the way, Dr. Nails is continuing his giveaway today. So find out how to get a free session from Dr. Nails off the air, not just on the air. Free session. You are an animal friend. Okay? We'll get to that. How about after our phone call? So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here, and we're going to Vicky next. So hang on, Vicky. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and that sounds like a pretty good description of what we do on the second Sunday of the month. And that's what it is today. And let's see. And we heard from one of our guests during the break. And that's Linda Rasmussen. And you can find her at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And Linda, you are local here. And so you can work with people in person off the air.
Yes.
Linda works in her office at the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery, just right next to I-5. And so people can come and see you in person to do the best work with you. Or you can work with them over the phone or Zoom, you know, but remotely, because this energetic work that Dr. Nails and Linda's do, there's no issue with distance. So they can do it remotely here when we're on the radio, and you can call in. You don't even have to be with your animal friend if you want them to get a treatment. We just have to talk to, you know, Dr. Nails and Linda enough that they get a connection with whoever they're going to work on. And anyway, so Linda is available in person or remotely, and she continues to give a free session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you for a free session off the air. And working with her on the air doesn't count. So if you call in today and she works on you, or you've called in before and she's worked on you, doesn't count. This is for new clients in person. So the number to write down is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. And Linda, thank you for that gift and for continuing to do that. Nels is catching up with his giveaway. We'll find that out after we take care of our phone call. And we are going to head right. Well, actually, we're gonna stay in my neighborhood, looks like, because we're in Monroe with Vicky. Welcome to Animal World. You're here with Linda Rasmussen, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. How can we help you today, Vicky?
Hi, thank you so much. I had called previously with my cat, Marley. He's a 12 or 13-year-old tabby, around 9 pounds now. He's got intestinal lymphoma with a mass, probably obviously a malignant mass. And he's been slowly kind of going down, but holding as best he could and still showing an interest in life. And right now he's starting to not want to eat, even with the support that I'm giving him in kind of a hospice phase that has kept him with a pretty good appetite. It's waning, and I think he's possibly in the dying phase. And an animal communicator I knew had gotten from him more than once that he was just adamant that he wanted to die at home, seemingly naturally, I guess. And I had done home euthanasia before and also vet euthanasia, but I'm not, and I would never let an animal suffer at all. And so I'm a little confused by thinking of him dying at home naturally. I don't know that I could do it. And I wanted your input, but also I'm sure Nell's support and also Linda, and just to give kudos to both of them. Nels had helped me in the past with a cat now gone that he just was wonderful, and I highly recommend him. And from a former call, I connected with Linda for a free session that was so good that I did a normal session. And because of her, I am no longer in a terrible emotional panic over him dying. She really just, I don't know, it was just kind of magical. Something shifted in me where I'm coping. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, and I'm glad you called in, Vicky. I'm glad you called in early, because it gives us plenty of time to visit this subject and talk about this stuff. Because this bioenergetic synchronization technique, or best therapy, Dr. Nels calls it neuroenergetic balancing, it's quite remarkable. Covers a lot of bases. And there, Dr. Nels and Linda are the first to tell you, they don't treat or diagnose. They just tune in to the individual and the body and do what it tells them to do. But it is quite remarkable, Vicky, how they can shift how you feel about things, what you think about things, and all of that. And it sounds like you experienced that personally with Linda, that she's really already helped you going through this process with Marley.
Yes, it was huge. And I also want to say, Martha, I've always had cats, but I attended a workshop you gave at East West Bookshop some years ago, and you were phenomenal and extremely gifted. So I totally support you equally. So what a trio you all are. But yes, it was huge. I couldn't believe the shift. And the same when Nels had worked on my cat, I saw a change in her just physically right in front of me.
It's quite amazing. And actually, Dr. Nels is helping my dog Robbie right now, because I haven't gotten around to tell you what's going on with him. Anyway, well, we'll get to that later, I'm sure, at some point. But And this neuroenergetic balancing work also can be really phenomenally helpful when you have an animal that is getting ready to pass and cross over. And Dr. Nelson, you've often shared with us that you don't know what's going to happen because you don't direct the energy and you're not treating or diagnosing. You're just doing what the animal's body tells you to do. And by the way, Vicky, I can tell you he was able to tune into Marley right away because he's been working on Marley all along here, and he's still working on Marley.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
Yeah, so Marley's getting his treatment as we speak. Dr. Nels is already working. But what you've often said, Dr. Nels, on the air is that, well, if there's still life in them, they want to be here and they want to stay, that the energy helps them do that. But if it's time for them to go, it just helps them go more peacefully and it all just goes better. So, you know, you never know which way it's going to go. Now, often, Dr. Nels, when you are working on an animal, you have become, you know, very intuitive and you pick up things and all of that. So you've been working on Marley. What can you share at this point with Vicky?
Okay, well, I have been working on him and getting him rebalanced, which actually... there's not a ton of things to do. So it's like the body is becoming peaceful with where it is. And this is what I've observed with both people and animals. When we get near the end is we let a lot of stuff go, you know, and we let a lot of emotional stuff go as people. And in that letting go, that's when I find less to do because, some of that stuff that's going on energetically is just stuff that's been hanging on and hanging on. And when we get near the end, it's like, oh, I can let that go. I can let that go. And it's suddenly from my perspective as a person who balances the energy, there's less to do because it's already more balanced than it had been in a while.
Now, did you feel like that's the case with Marley?
I do feel that like that's the case. And I kind of checked in while I don't bill myself as an animal communicator. Right. I do get intuitive messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the message from him is he really is in a peaceful place. And by the way, you know, we come into this world from wherever we come into this world from, and we are born, and the birth process is, you know, you could say that's traumatic, right? But for the most part, we're not drugging babies so they don't experience it, all right? And it's the same thing for passing away. We're going to another place in another way, and yes, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't have to be about suffering. Now, sometimes there is a lot of suffering going on, and I totally support euthanasia when that's the case. But I've had many animals die in my home, and very peacefully. Of course, they were a little uncomfortable through the process, but they weren't screaming in pain, and they weren't writhing or anything like that. They were just, you know, occasionally they would shift their position or something and, you know, and working on getting comfortable. I don't fear that process of moving from here to there. I think with animals, it's actually very beautiful and you can experience some amazing things during the process and after the process. I could tell you a story if you want. I don't know.
Well, Vicky says yes, she would all like right. to hear your story, and I'd so, like to hear your story.
Our 19-year-old cat, who had been through quite an amazing life, tottered in one day and laid by the fire, and we knew that was the last time she was going to get up. And she laid there, and we loved on her, and then it got late, and we said, you know, we know you're going to pass, and you're peaceful, so we'll just go to bed and allow that to be, you know, your experience. And so we did that. And at about 3 or 4 in the morning, I can't quite remember, suddenly we heard meow, meow, meow. And that's her meow that was about, I want to go out now. And not only did I hear that, then she came into the bedroom, went over to Martha's side of the bed. My wife's name is Martha, people. And she meowed there. Then she came around, meowing around the bed to my side, meowed there, and then out the door, meowed once, and then quiet. And I thought, this is just too much. I have to get up and go see what's going on. So I got up and I went over, and there she was laying by the fire, and I put my hand on her, and she was stone cold and stiff as a board.
Wow.
Wow. It's,
so I went over to the front door of the house. And
but
I
you mean
the
stone
door.
Cold and stiff as a board, and this is just after you thought she had been in the bedroom meowing to your wife and to you.
Physically, she had not been there, but Martha and I both woke up and experienced this. Yeah. And so I opened the door and I said, you can go out now. And I felt a kind of a little breeze went past me, and then it was done.
Wow.
Beautiful. Wow, I've got chills. Wow.
Yeah.
I get chills every time I tell about that.
Yeah. Well, okay, I got a story too.
Great.
But I will tell you, Vicki, I know what Dr. Nails was talking about, that sometimes, you know, the death process and the transition can be very peaceful. Sometimes it can be very traumatic. And I will tell you that I have experienced both. And the latter, when it's hard and it's painful, it is not pretty and it's not fun. And I'm remembering, I'm not going to tell you that story, okay? But I'll tell you that I, in my heart, I know that being able to, with love and presence, help our animals transition out of their body and humanely euthanize them is an incredible gift to give them so that they don't have to suffer. It's a gift we can give to ourselves as well, so it makes it a more peaceful process. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if you happen to have a blessed experience like Dr. Nels and Martha did with their beloved kitty, like I did with my Drake, Golden Retriever, which I'll tell you that here, and I'll tell you that story. That is an even more incredible gift. But there isn't a right or a wrong here. And before I do that, and so I don't forget, I know you said, Vicki, that you had talked to a communicator who said that Marley really, really, really wanted to go on his own and didn't want help. Well, I can tell you a lot of them say that, and that's a plan, but they can change their mind. So it's important that you stay in tune and you work with people that know, and that may be very correct. And it sounds like from, you know, maybe what Nels is getting in the process, that that may be the case, that he may be able to pass peacefully with you, and that may happen. But know that if you need to help him, that's okay too. But, you know, to be present, to know in that situation like this. And the most incredible passing that I have experienced in this lifetime was with my first Golden Retriever, and that was, his name was Drake. Eastgate's Golden Pizzazz was his show name, and he was a top show dog in the country, and my a competition dog, and all of that. He was with me for 12 years, and you know, my really, really strong heart dog, very, very special relationship. Well, he at 12, he started coughing, had some issues, and, you know, I was still working at veterinary hospitals. I was at Green Lake Veterinary Hospital managing that office there. And nothing showed up in listening to we, but we decided we better x-ray him and x-ray his chest. And, you know, I'm a vet tech and all of that. I'm a managed hospital, so I developed the x-rays. Oh, man. Well, about when I saw the x-rays of his chest, his lungs were full of cancer, and anyway, it was really bad. So we knew he didn't have long to live, and so we just, there was nothing we could do to save him, which is to try to keep him as comfortable as possible for as long as possible. So we put him on steroids for a while, and that made him feel a little better. Took him to the ocean one more time, and, you know, we did all of that sort of thing. And then when he started to really go downhill, I mean, all his friends came to visit him and all that sort of stuff. And he wasn't eating either, Vicky, and I was home cooking for him. And I knew it was only a matter of time, but I just had the strongest feeling that it was just really hard for me. I just couldn't bring myself to take him to the vet or have the vet come and euthanize him. And he didn't seem to be in any pain. He was quite peaceful and stuff, but it deteriorated, went down maybe over a week's time. And when it got towards the end, I would sleep with him out in the family room. And I would cook his breakfast. I think I was doing brown rice and carrots or a little chicken or something very bland that he could eat. And the last night and day, I had been up with him in the family room. I decided that it was it must have been in the summertime because it wasn't that cold, and I had the sliding glass door open, and he had gone outside to lay on the cooler ground. But I was pretty exhausted, and so I went to sleep for a couple of hours, and my stepson took over and watching Drake. And then when I got up, I came back in, and he was still outside laying on the cool ground right outside the house, the door. So I was in the kitchen making his breakfast. And I knew the time was close, and so... As I'm cooking now, the kitchen is on one end of the room, and then there's the family room, and all the way at the other side of the room is the sliding glass doors and the patio. So he was outside there. But from where I was at the stove, I could see the doors and him outside. And so I'm cooking there, and all of a sudden, he hauls himself up. He gets up. And he starts walking in. He walks in through the door, and he's walking towards me in the kitchen. And I know with every cell in my being that he's trying to get to me before he leaves his body. Because that's a deal I make with all my animals before they go. I let them know how much I love them and that I want to help them make their transition. So they better not sneak off and go without me. I want to be with them because that fulfills me as well. Then I know I've done my duty to them. So anyway, I saw him. He was staggering towards me across the room. So I dropped everything. I ran around the counter and we met in the middle of the room. And, you know, I dropped to the floor and he came in and he curled up in my arms and he looked up at me with the most love in his eyes and his heart. I told him how much I loved him and he just peacefully passed away. And I'll tell you, it was the most incredible spiritual experience I've ever had. And I will always cherish that experience. And I hope, Vicky, you get to have, you know, what Nels and Martha had with their older kitty, you know, what I had with my Robbie. But just in case it doesn't happen that way, I've had other cases where we didn't make the decision soon enough, and the passing happened in the car driving to the vet, and not a positive experience. But I'll tell you, when they can pass naturally and peacefully with you, if you can handle it. Now, at the time, my husband, I was married at the time, he couldn't handle it because when Drake was making the walk across the room to me and curled up in my arms, my husband peeked in and I said, "It's time, he's leaving, come join us." Well, he was gone in a flash. He was too sensitive to deal with it. But it also was kind of a me and Drake thing anyway. So it can be a very, very peaceful process. Now, the other thing I'm going to say too, Vicky, is it may be with the treatment that Dr. Nels has done that Marley, you know, he could leave peacefully and quickly. He could hang around for a little while. He might have a little rally and want to eat again for a while. You know, it could be back and forth a little bit, but I would suggest that you stay in touch with Dr. Nels off the air in case, you know, another treatment is needed in the process. And then if he sticks around all week, remember next week Natasha is here with us. So we could get have Natasha talk, you know, with Marley to see where he's at that time if you need to call us back.
Oh, man, that's great. I so appreciate it, Nels. I will definitely be in touch. And I can't tell you how much that meant, all that you said, Martha. And before the call, I was hoping I knew you would bring forth some amazing stories, and you did. And I know it touched all of our hearts deeply, and it helped me so much. And it occurred to me that this Marley might be providing a teaching moment for me, as they do, even on his way out. And yeah, I guess my fear is having to scoop him up in a panic, you know, and not making it in time if there's a struggle. And I guess you just don't know. You also inspired me, and maybe a lot of other people, to make that request that wherever they are, I'd like to be with him so he'll know that. And I'm going to do that. And that, because that was another thing I was concerned about, because I was like awake all night peeking at him, you know. It's like, don't go without me. But
yeah, I have that discussion with all of my animals, because, you know, they care about us. You know, and a lot of times when animals know that it will be very hard for their owners to let them go, they try to spare you that, you know, they wait till you go on vacation, you know, or they leave and go off and die somewhere. Well, I don't want that to happen, because to me, it's really important to be with them. So I ask, and I've got a couple of other very cool stories involving, you know, passing and peaceful passing. And if we have time, I'll share them today. But I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of advertisers. Linda will also do a session for you, Vicki. But have you got plenty of time, Vicki? Can I put you on hold? All right. We'll have Vicki, you hang out, because maybe, you know, who knows? This may be our topic for the day. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back. And we still should hopefully have some minutes that Linda can do a session with you, or we'll hold you, or we'll just see what happens. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. More with Vicki straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're going to expedite things here because we're getting up close to the top of the hour. Vicky is with us, and her kitty Marley is... dealing with lymphoma and getting ready to make his transition. Dr. Nils has done the treatment on Marley, and now we need a treatment for Vicky. Linda, you want to take over here?
Sure. Hi, Vicky.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite. Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to have you think about a beautiful blue sky. Just the sky is blue. And then shift to thinking about Marley in whatever way that's coming into your mind. And first, we're going to set Marley outside your thoughts. And then let yourself feel the feeling of dread. And we're going to replace that. We're replacing dread with grief. So now we're just focused on grief. And we're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of stable and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and just looking directly ahead of you, straight ahead, eyes closed. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath come back in as soon as you need to, thinking stable two.
And Vicky, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You've exhaled out all the air in your lungs, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can. You can inhale and then exhale out again whenever you need to. Thinking stable two. Stable two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Vicky, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing Marley back into your thoughts. And that is complete. I'm going to look for the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of stable. And this means accepting that feeling as a physical feeling in your own body, and accepting that this is the truth for yourself and for Marley, that there is a sense of stable.
All right. And then Vicky should use that affirmation
multiple times, yes.
At least the next few days,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, Vicky, how are you doing?
Great. That really helped. Thank you so much.
Okay, now we can put you back on hold. You can stay with us and love train us, and we can bring you back second hour if there's more you'd like to talk about, or we can let you go. What would you prefer?
Thank you. I'll hang on anyway just to appreciate all of you and all the callers. So.
All right, well, so you want to hang on and stay with us then?
Sure.
On the phone?
But you've given me lots of time, so I don't expect anything. I'm just really super grateful.
Well, except, you know, I've got these stories rolling around that's saying they need to come through. So let's see what happens. Let's keep you on hold.
Okay.
If there are others of you out there that want sessions, get on the phone now. So that'll let us know. Do we stay with Vicky and we tell more stories and stay with the passing process? Or are there others out there that need help? Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. We'll check in with Vicki after the top of the hour. And if you would like to call in for a session, please do so. We are going to now fire up the love train. So we got work to do. We gotta send the love and the light all over this country, all over the world. But we also got to cover the Philippines and Jamaica. And now we got to send some light and love to Vicki and Marley as well. And to anyone else out there, animals and humans that are going through a similar process. Okay. All right. So I remember you can opt out of prayers and affirmations when we start, but you don't get to opt out of dancing. Dancing is required because we've got to get our juices flowing and exercise going and send this energy around. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.